be with everyone.
今天晚上我们来查考以西结书。
Tonight we'd like to study the book of Ezekiel.
四十七章。
Ezekiel chapter 47.
以西结书四十七章。
Ezekiel chapter 47.
第一节。
Verse 1.
他带我回到殿门，见殿的门间下都有水往东流出。原来殿是朝东，这个水从殿下有殿的右边，在祭坛的南边往下流。这里以西结被圣灵带领，然后他看到异象。
And here Ezekiel was guided by the Holy Spirit and he saw a vision.
这个异象一直从以西结书的四十章开始。
And this vision actually started recording in chapter 40.
他看到有一个城被盖在很高的山上。
And he saw a city was built on the top of the mountain.
那这个城里面有圣殿。
And within the city, there is a holy temple.
那四十章以后，以西结先知所看到那一座城不是物质上的一座城。
And the city that he saw is not a physical city.
这是一种预表。
It is a metaphor.
是在预表末世属灵的殿。
And it is to prescribe that end time of the spiritual city.
殿。
Temple.
那在四十七章他看到这个殿有水流出来。
And he saw there's water streaming out from the temple.
那特别说这个水是往东边流出来。
And chapter 47 specially described that the water came from the east.
我们过去一直在查考旧约圣经里面有一些预言。
And as we study the Old Testament, we have seen a lot of prophecies.
那这个圣殿其实就在预言末世的教会。
And the temple, the holy temple, actually refers to the true church.
那水往东流，这个水其实就是预表圣灵。
And the water coming out from the east is actually referring to the Holy Spirit.
所以这个殿有这个殿有水流出来往东边流这个教会有圣灵流出来往东边流。
So the true church will have this, the Holy Spirit abide.
这个告诉我们，我们在这个末世的教会非常可贵的一点就是真的照旧约圣经的预言有圣灵从教会里面流出来。
So indeed, through the prophecies of the Old Testament, that we are blessed that the Holy Spirit indeed flow from the true church.
这个圣灵非常的宝贵。
And Holy Spirit is very precious.
从第四节跟第五节在讲圣灵流出去的时候成为一条河。
And from verse 4 to verse 5, it described that the water flow out into a river.
他首先提到这个河本来这个水很浅，所以他可以走路就可以把它走过去的。
And in the beginning, the river was very shallow, so people can walk through it.
然后他再量了一千肘，那个水就到了膝盖。
And after measuring another 1,000 cubits, then the water is starting to go up to the knee deep.
那到膝盖要走过去就比较难了。
And it is a little bit more difficult to walk through.
那再量一千肘，这个水就到腰部。
And another 1,000 a cubit pass, then the water levels is up to the waist.
那到腰部要撩过这个水也更困难。
And it is even more difficult to pass through the river.
再过一千座水太深了。
And another 1,000 cubit feet pass, and the water will be too deep.
所以它过不去。
And then people cannot pass.
就只能在水面上游泳水就飘着它走。
And people can only swim in the river, and let the water carry it.
那这个代表什么？
So what does this mean? 哦、
这个水就是圣灵。
The water means Holy Spirit.、哦、
当我们圣灵充满的时候
，When we are filled by the Holy Spirit,、哦、
我们人自己的意识、啊、就会越来越少。
And we, our own、thoughts will be、less and less.
因为这个圣灵啊，很有力量。
Because Holy Spirit has a great power.
所以人如果被圣灵充满，这个圣灵的感动、圣灵的带领、哦、会远远超过我们自己。
If we have the fullness of Holy Spirit, then we will be guided by the Holy Spirit.
圣经说，神赐给我们的灵啊，超过我们所能够衡量的、测度的。
And the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit can bring us the a measure that we can never imagine.
是没有限量的。
And it has no boundary.、
哦我们吃东西喝水都是有限量的。
And when we eat or drink, we have limits.
但圣灵充满着没有限量。
But fullness of Holy Spirit has no limits.
因为这个是灵界的事情。
Because this is a spiritual matter.
所以没有说一个人圣灵太充满，没有说太充满。
And so there is no such saying that the Holy Spirit, we are filled with too much of Holy Spirit.
我们不论怎么求追求啊，圣灵都会无限量的充满我们。
No matter how we pursue it, and we will have we will be filling with the Holy Spirit.
那我们在《使徒行传》里面看到，他们都被圣灵充满。
In Book of Acts, we can see a lot of apostles. They are filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以很多时候他们在做圣工的时候，就是那个河水带着他们走，不是他们自己的脚走出来的。
So when they carry on the holy work, they were carried by the Holy Spirit, not by their own feet.
比方说到第十章，他们要传给外邦人哥尼流。
For example, in Book of Acts chapter 10, they are preaching to Cornelius.
保罗彼得在祷告，他看异象。
And when Peter was praying, he saw a vision.
说不洁净的也可以宰来吃。
For those that are unclean, they can still kill and eat.
表示说外邦人、哦、也可以得救恩。
So that means even the Gentiles can be saved.
那哥尼流在祷告，他也看异象。
And when Cornelius prayed in his prayer, he also saw a vision.
说你要请彼得来，他有话告诉你，跟全家可以得救。
And you must ask Peter to come see you so that you all your family can be saved.
所以这两个异象合起来，福音就传到外邦了。
So when these two visions come together, then the gospel actually preach out to the Gentiles.
福音传到外邦，这个不是人的脚自己去摸出来的，去摸索出来的。
When the gospel is reached to the Gentile, it is not by man's feet.
这个是圣灵这个水这样流过去带他们走出来的。
It is guided by the stream of living water, which is Holy Spirit.
这真的很奇妙。
It is very miraculous.
所以我们教会的特点就是我们有圣灵。
Therefore, our church's specialty is that we have Holy Spirit.
如果大家祷告，整个教会被圣灵充满了，神会带领我们，往他要我们走的一条路。
If we all pray hard and be filled by the Holy Spirit, then God will for sure guide all our footsteps.
那到使徒行传十六章。
And continue on to Book of Acts chapter 16.
他们保罗去传福音。
And Paul, he went out to preach.
他也有计划。
He also has his own plan.
我说不是说计划不好。
It is not to say that to plan is not good.
计划是需要的。
It is necessary to plan.
但是我们看第六节哈，十六章使徒行传。
This Turn to Book of Acts chapter 16, verse 6.
圣灵禁止他们在亚细亚讲道。
And the Holy Spirit kept them by from preaching the word.
那这就是圣灵在带领他了，所以不要他去亚细亚。
So this is Holy Spirit actually guiding them, so that telling them to not go to Minor Asia.
那到第七节哦，神的灵不许他去皮推尼去。
And in verse 7, that the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to go to Mysia.
然后到第九节。
And verse 9,
他看到异象。
And Paul saw a vision.
马其顿人叫他过来帮忙他们。
And the people in Macedonia asked him to come over to help.
保罗看到异象就往马其顿去。
So when he saw that vision, he went over to Macedonia.
后来就欧洲传道就打开了这条门出来。
And this is how the gospel reached over Europe.
那这个也不是保罗自己的脚去走出来去摸索的。
And this is not by Paul's own feet.
这个是圣灵好像河水这样带他过去的。
This is just like the stream of Holy Spirit guided them.
所以今天我们教会要被圣灵充满，这是一个非常重要的目标。
So to be filled by the Holy Spirit, it is one of our most important targets.
甚至在十五章哈，我们可以看到他们对道理看法不一样。
And in chapter 15, we can see that there are some disputes between the gospel.
就是外邦人要不要受割礼。
And they were discussing whether Gentiles should be circumcised or not.
那这个意见不一样，谁要说服谁呢？
So when there are two opinions, who should follow who?
这个就很难决定了。
So this is very difficult to decide.
结果到最后他们做决定以后怎么说？
So after they had made the decision, what did they say?
说圣灵跟我们一起做决定，二十八节。
In verse 28, it states that it seems good to the Holy Spirit and to us not to burden you with anything.
所以他们虽然对圣灵对真理看法不一样，但是大家很迫切祷告被圣灵充满。
So everybody was praying hard and filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵就带领他们得到一个结论。
So Holy Spirit guided them to come to a conclusion.
那这个也不是说人好像政治这样坐下来怎么妥协怎么让步，不是这样。
It is not like the politics where they negotiate and finalize a decision.
就是圣灵这样很有能力这样带领他们，大家觉得这样很好。
And it is actually through the guidance of Holy Spirit that they seem good to make this decision.
所以对一个圣灵充满的教会，这个教会是很容易同心的，因为这个圣灵好像河水上很有力量流过去，大家都被他带着走。
For a church that is filled by the Holy Spirit, it is very easy to make decisions because the water of Holy Spirit will just flow through them.
所以这四十七章我们可以看到这个河水这样越来越高越来越强，然后到最后就被他带着走了。
So in chapter 47 of Ezekiel, when the water level started to increase, then the people will be carried out by the water level.
好，我们现在回来看以西结书的四十七章。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 47.
从第六节开始。
Verse 6.
第六节的下半句说，他就带我回到河边，神就把以西结带回到这条河边旁边了。
And the latter phrase of verse 6 says that then he led me back to the bank of the river.
然后他现在就在看到河边这一条河流过去会有什么影响。
So Ezekiel was by the river and he was lookingat how river flows.
我们看这个第八节。
This read verse 8.
他对我说，这个水往东边流去，必下到亚拉巴，直到海。所以这条河最后直流到海。
So this river will then enter the sea.
然后下面说，所流出来的水必流入沿海，使水变成甜的。
Then it empties into the sea, and the water there becomes fresh.
这英文的翻译有很多不同的翻译本。
And actually, there are many different translations for this verse.
这个水流到海里面。
And in the Chinese scripture, it says that the river flows into the sea.
那海就是代表这个世界吧。
And the sea refers to the world.
那我们每一个人 在生活当中都有很困难解决的地方。
And in our life, we all have our own difficulties and troubles.
所以这个困难的地方有时候让我们很失望，有时候让我们很痛苦，有时候让我们很灰心。
Sometimes these difficulties will trouble us and will disappoint us and it will hurt us.
有时候真的没有办法解决。
And because many of these troubles, we really cannot resolve.
所以这就是说这个海里面哦。英文就要去医治这个水，有能够医治。
So in English translation, it's actually it will have the word heal in it.
这个医治的另外一个意思就是说生病了，生病才需要医治。
And on the contrary to heal, it means that there are sickness to heal.
本来这个海是有问题的。
So the sea actually has a problem.
很多的海啊，它的水是咸的，有的是苦的。
Some are salty and some are bitter.
那这个水一流过去，结果这个海会改变。
But when the river flows through, and the sea will change.
会被它医治，医治就是那个咸的、苦的可以改变，变成甜的。
So the salt.The saltiness of the sea or the bitterness of the sea will then become fresh or be healed by the living water.
这个就是在讲啊，我们生活当中哦，很宝贵，就是我们有圣灵。
And so in our life, Holy Spirit is very precious to us.
那这个圣灵带有生命。
And Holy Spirit carry out life.
带有神的生命。
It carries out God's life.
这个神的生命带有神的能力。
God's life contains His power.
也带有这个神的本性。
And it also carries His own characteristics.
所以这个圣灵流过我们的心。
So when Holy Spirit flows through our hearts.
那不断的祷告被圣灵充满，这样流过之后，这个人的心就会得到医治。
And whenWe continue to pray and let the Holy Spirit flow through our hearts, then our heart will be healed.
有的心里很痛苦，有的很忧伤，是多祷告，祷告到最后那个痛苦忧伤没有了。
There may be sorrows or pains in our hearts, but once the Holy Spirit flow through, then we will be healed.
所以圣灵说啊，圣经说圣灵的果子，第一个是仁爱，第二个是喜乐。
And so the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the first one is love, and the second one is
joy.
所
以如果我们得圣灵哦，都被圣灵充满。
And if we all filled by the Holy Spirit, then
虽然世界上有很多我们没有办法控制的环境跟事情发生，但是我们心里还是可以很喜乐。
And even though there are many things out there that we can have no control of, but we will feel a joy in our heart.
所以说这水一流过去，沿海水就变成甜的。
So when the river flows through the sea, then the sea will become fresh.
所以神赐给我们的圣灵真是太宝贵。
So the Holy Spirit that God has given us is really precious.
所以信耶稣之后，如果我们还很痛苦，过着愁眉苦脸，但是很忧伤，可能我们没有利用这个好好的被圣灵充满。
So if we are still sorrowful or painful in our hearts after believing in Jesus, that probably means that we have not used Holy Spirit to fill us.
所以这个圣灵真的是很有力量。
Because Holy Spirit carries much power.
他流过的地方都会改变。
Everything that he passes will have.A stream of water.
所以海水会变甜的。
So then the sea will become fresh.
这个就是一种神迹啊。
So this would be a miracle.
所以神迹不一定是车子撞到不会死，生病祷告得医治，不一定是这样而已。
Miracle does not contain just within that you did not get hurt after a car accident or you get healed by a sickness.
我们的心能够改变，变成很喜乐、很平安，这个就是神迹。
And our hearts transformed from sorrowful to joyful, that is a miracle as well.
所以我们看有很多人呢、这个心没有办法改变，到最后忧郁症，那有的就去自杀。
And some people because they cannot make their hearts joyful, therefore they started to have depression and then commit suicide.
但是圣灵给我们的力量改变我们的心，这太可贵。
But because the Holy Spirit give us power to help us to change, to have joy in our hearts.
那这全家都祷告，被圣灵充满，你整个家庭生活真的很喜乐，也很平安。
And if we can carry out the same Spirit in our home, and to feel by the Holy Spirit, then we will have peace in our family.
那你就发现这个家庭生活真的很美，和非常幸福。
And you will find that your family is much blessed.
我们再看第九节。
This 3 verse 9.
说这个河水所到之处，滋生的动物都必生活。
Swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows.
这个也是很宝贵啊，水所流过的地方啊，死的都会变活的。
So this is also very precious.Everything that river pass by will flow through, all the creatures will be living.
所以在第九节最后，极多的水也变成甜的，这水所流到之处，百物都必生活。
And there will be large numbers of fish because the water flows there and makes the salt water fresh.
所以有时候我们常常看到一个教会如果很注重祷告
，so if a church emphasizes prayer，
有的慕道者到教会来，他第一个感觉就是说，你们教会有神。
And when a true seeker comes, he will find that there is God in this church.
神看不到，他怎么知道
？And because God cannot be seen, how can he know？
因为当圣灵充满着这个教会的时候，有这个神的灵在里面。
When people are filled by the Holy Spirit, there is a Spirit of God that dwells within them.
那这个神的灵充满在教会里面，可以感受得到，虽然看不到。
And it can be filled, not be seen.
所以有时候我们在安息日如果大家都来教会祷告，你会发现安息日早上的聚会，感觉就有一种灵里面很清醒的感觉。
So if everybody comes to pray early in the morning on Sabbath, then we will feel that we are much awake by the Spirit.
因为这个圣灵有生命。
Because this Holy Spirit has life.
所以人的属灵的生命会很活泼。
So our spiritual life will be very abundant.
但是有时候我们到了一些教会好像比较少祷告，你就发现虽然早上很早，但是大家就好像很喜欢睡觉。
And for those churches that do not emphasize on prayer, even though they have early services, but it seems that a lot of people will fall asleep.
因为这个圣灵没有流过去没有生命，对，听这个生命的道，听不会受感动，不会受感动，就好像无精打采。
And because the Holy Spirit does not flow through them, and therefore they have no life in them.
那我们常常在好像现在在伯恩教会在开这个 NYTS.
And just as currently right now that Bowen Park is holding the NYTS.
那有好几次祷告很迫切。
And there are several times that people pray earnestly.
那每一次如果他们祷告很迫切的时候，他们就觉得很有精神。
And when they
虽然肉体很劳累，觉得很有精神。
When they pray very earnestly, they will feel that they are very energetic, even though their body is weak.
所以这个圣灵真的是带有生命。
And Holy Spirit truly carries life.
那有时候我们祷告如果被圣灵充满，我们在灵里面好像清醒过来的感觉。
And when we are filled by the Holy Spirit, and our spiritual life will awake.
那长久没有祷告，我们在灵里面好像在打瞌睡，在睡觉。
And if we are not filled by the Holy Spirit, then our spiritual life is sleeping.
那睡觉就是说，虽然有人跟我们讲一些属灵的事情听不下去，没有兴趣。
And so when others speak about the matters of the gospel, then you will not feel interested.
但是如果我们圣灵在感动我们，充满了我们，我们对属灵的事情你会很有兴趣。
But if we have the guidance and the movement of the Holy Spirit, we will feel very much interested by the word.
所以这里说啊，这个水流过的地方，百物都会有活，都会生活。
So wherever the river flows through, then the creatures will live.
而且这个水一流过去啊，又就可以看到很多的鱼。
And when water flows through, and we will see a lot of fish.
所以捕鱼的人就可以在那里抓到鱼。
And those fishermen can actually catch fish.
第十节
，verse ten.
必有渔夫站在河边，从隐基底直到隐基隔连，都做晒网之处。那鱼各从其类，好像大海，鱼甚多。请读。
And verse ten, fishermen will stand along the shore from Angeli to Angenon. There will be places for spreading nets. The fish will be of many kinds, like the fish of the great sea.
所以这个水一流过去，好多鱼，就好多鱼，就表示渔夫要抓鱼就可以抓到很多鱼。
So, when water flows through, then that means there will be a lot of fish in there, and fishermen will be able to catch a lot of fish.
这个活水哦，还没有流过去以前看不到鱼。
And when before living water flows through, there will be no fish.
这为什么这么大的差别？
Why such a big difference?
所以我们教会啊，要救人的灵魂哦，真的。要靠祷告。
So as a church, when we try to save souls, we need to emphasize on prayer.
我们常常甚至在美国一样，你看那个洗礼比较多的教会，除了说宣道很认真之外，其他都是祷告很迫切。
So for those churches that have a lot of baptism members, it's because mainly they pray a lot. Besides working hard on evangelism.
好像《使徒行传》第二章的记载。
And just like in Book of Acts chapter 2, it records.
四十天前，他们把耶稣钉十字架。
And 40 days prior, they nailed Jesus on the cross.
这个好像是犹太教得胜了。
It seems like the Jewish law win.
那谁敢去传福音呢？耶稣被钉十字架。
And so who dare to actually preach out the gospel?
他们要抓基督徒啊，
they 要
抓耶稣的门徒。
They wanted to capture Jesus' disciples.
但是他们得胜，五旬节得圣灵。
But on the Pentecost, when they received the Holy Spirit,
大家被圣灵充满。
And when everyone is filled by the Holy Spirit,
差不多有120个人。
There were about 120 of them.
结果彼得讲道就有3000个人在那里听到。
So when Peter start to preach, there are about 3,000 people listening.
所以被圣灵充满，鱼就跑出来了。
So when we are filled by the Holy Spirit, then we can see fish.
那他证道有3000个人受洗。
And once we preach the gospel, then 3,000 members will be baptized.
所以有时候我们常常觉得不晓得怎么传福音。
So sometimes we will feel that we don't know how to preach.
确实也不是很简单。
And it is actually a very difficult task.
那当然，我们更需要靠圣灵。
And of course, we need to rely on the Holy Spirit.
当我们迫切祷告，神就带领我们就找到了他要拯救的鱼。
And when we pray hard, then God will help us find the fish that he wants to save.
用很多不同的方法。
Using many different kind of way.
所以重要的是我们要做我们本分应该做的。
So what's important is that we need to do our own duty.
第一个就是迫切祷告，第二个就是我们想尽办法来传福音。
And the first is pray earnestly, and the second one is work hard to evangelize.
那当我们尽我们做得到的，那神就把我们做不到的帮助我们，就让我们找到他要救的人。
And so if we work hard to do what we can do, then God will help us to do what we cannot do.
所以这里说水一流过，大海鱼很多。
So in here it says when the river flows through, there are much fish.
那更奇妙的是这个水一流过，对两岸的树都有很大的改变。
And also when water, when river flows, it will change these trees beside the bank of the river.
所以这个第七节下半句说，那边的岸上有极多的树。
So in verse 7, it says, I saw a great number of trees on each side of the river.
那十二节。
Verse 12.
河这一边与那一边岸上必生长各类的树木，其果子可以做食物，叶子也不枯干，果子也不断绝，每月必结新果，因为这水从圣所流出来。
And in verse 12 it says, fruit trees of all kinds will grow on the on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear.Because the water from the sanctuary flows to them.
所以这个水啊，从圣所，从教真教会流出来，这个圣灵非常有力量。
So the water that is from the sanctuary has carries much power.
所以这个树啊，每月就结新果。
And every month the trees will bear.
这是非常奇妙。
It is a very miraculous.
那果子要做什么
？And what would the fruits do.
果子就是给人享受的。
And fruits is for man to enjoy.
所以我们的庭院如果种了两棵果子，每月结新果，我们都吃不完。
If we have trees that bear fruits every single month in our backyards, we will have endless fruits to eat.
那这个果子就是在生活当中的一种美德的表现。
And fruits actually represents our good deeds.
人要改变确实很难。
And it is very difficult for us to change.
但是就是这么奇妙，这个从圣殿的水一流过去以后，因为它自然就结果子。
But it is also very miraculous that once the water flows through, then the trees will bear fruit.
因为这个树如果水分、养分很足够，它生命很旺盛，它就自然结果子，不能够勉强，也没有办法勉强。
And because once trees have the water flows through them, and when they get nutrients, then they will bear fruits.
有几个父母在见证他们孩子的改变。
And some parents they testify how their children change.
我说我的孩子到哪个大学去读书。
And they would say, my children would go to certain college to study.
读一年回来，我发现改变好大。
Once they go out for a year and come back, we will feel that they changed a lot.
原来那个大学有校园团契。
Because the college has a fellowship.
那些学生很热心啊。
And all those students there, they are very fervent.
他们就住在同一个 apartment。住在一起
and they will live in the same apartment.
每天一起祷告
and they will pray together.
有时候祷告半个钟头
sometimes they will pray for half an hour.
每天啊，没有停止
every single day without stopping.
礼拜六一大早就到教会来祷告
and on Sabbath they will come early to pray.
那有的这个信心本来这样摇摇摆摆的这些青年到那里以后，跟他们一起祷告，水一流过去就改变了，真的就结果子了。
So originally their faith is not very stable, but once they joined into that fellowship, then the water flows through them.
这个是真的。
This is true.
我现在有很多人有这样体验。
And there are many people who had the same experience.
以前这个神训班有好几次，真的大家祷告很迫切，回去的时候父母都见证我孩子改变好多。
And there are also a lot of testimonies that when parents send their kids to NYTS, and once they come back, they will see a change in their children.
所以我们教会有什么讲习会、青年神训班、有学生联会，我们做父母一定要鼓励他去，因为这个太宝贵了。
So when there is any kind of events happening in church, we should all encourage our children to attend.
当这个圣灵的活水流过他，他生活就生命就改变了。
When the stream of water flows through them, then we will see their life change.
有时候在家里这样一直跟他唠叨唠叨到最后，他就很烦了。但是到教会里面，大家祷告跟着祷告，被圣灵充满，他不要讲，他就改变了。
And if we nag them at house, and then they will feel very annoyed, but when they are sent to church and then pray every single day, then God will change them.
所以我们教会在改变青年真的有一个秘方。
And so when church change a member, there is a secret recipe.
真的不是父母多会教，而是父母懂得把他带到圣人神的面前，让活水从他的心里面流过去。
It is not how good the parents know how to teach their children. It is actually how they were able to send their kids to the church event and let the water flows through their heart.
或者在家里带领祷告，大家被圣灵充满。
Or they arrange prayer at home so that they can be guided by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们这个家庭要像教会。
Therefore, our own family needs to be like a church.
当然教会要像家庭。
Of course, church also needs to be like a family.
但我家庭的目标就是要像教会。
And the target for the family is that they need to be like a church.
就是我们在家庭里面也在拜神。
That it means that when we are home, we also need to worship God.
也很认真在那里祷告。
And we need to emphasize in prayer as well.
好像在教会一样。
Just like in a church.
我们全家被圣灵充满，都结果子。
And all the family are filled by the Holy Spirit and bear much fruit.
所以十二节最后说，树上的果子必作食物，叶子要自遍。
And the fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river, and their leaves will not wither.
所以当我们一个人被圣灵的活水流过去的时候，忽然间我们自己感觉到自己都在改变。
And so when the river flows through us, we will also see our transformation.
那别人会因为我们的存在啊，他就得到好处。
And others will benefit because we also benefit.
那这样就是结果子，就是很有用的一棵树。
And that means we bear fruits and we have much use.
所以活水是从圣殿流出来的。
Therefore, the living water is coming out from the sanctuary.
对，每一个人都有造就。
And it is beneficial for everybody.
他们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
356.
356.